Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And Joe at RT.ie, 1850 715 815 and 51551, wash your hands. Now, Lauren, good afternoon.
Hiya, how are you?
Good. It's, tell it as you heard it.
Say that again, sorry?
Tell us as you heard it yesterday. What was said to you?
So yesterday I was in work, whatever, and I had a pair of shorts on, and I got told to that I shouldn't work out, shouldn't have my shorts on because the working men were coming in and I would make them feel uncomfortable.
So yesterday being a glorious day, the weather is getting better. You were, as is normal, not unusual, you decided to wear shorts.
Yes.
And your place of work.
Yeah.
And what was it? Were you told to change or just to...
Yeah, no, I was told to change out of my shorts because I'd make people feel uncomfortable. And to be honest, I was kind of in shock. I didn't say anything back to this person. I was in shock. I was kind of like, wait, what? Like.
And did they say, Lauren, that you'll make the men uncomfortable?
Yes, that I'd make the men feel uncomfortable, that they were older men and that... You know, they're from a different generation that I should change out of my choice because they'd feel uncomfortable rather than me being uncomfortable in a heavy pair of jeans or trousers.
Yeah. And what did you do?
I went back to work. I had stuff to do. I kind of just went home with my day. It was a common day and I just kept going with my day, to be honest with you. I didn't do anything.
And did the male colleagues in your workplace, did they go around all afternoon looking uncomfortable?
No, well, I didn't really see them because I was in a different room or whatever. So, but I presume that they were fine.
Now, give me the energy that was in the request from your colleague. Was she being like, was she acting in a supervisory role or she would have been uncomfortable? Do you follow me?
Yeah, I'm not sure. To be honest, again, I think it's a different generation that she's older than me and she was thinking that from more of her point of view from the generation that she is, that she was like, well, we women have to change our appearances to make the men feel comfortable, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any harshness in the comment she made. I think it was just maybe uneducated on her behalf. I don't think it was a dig or anything like that.
Okay,
I think it was just...
And this is on foot of what we were talking about yesterday. I mentioned that the Ursula von der Leyen of the EU saying sexism was alive and well at every level of the EU after she was humiliated by President Erdogan of Turkey and indeed the president of the EU Commission, who happens to be a man. The EU Council happens to be a man. Previous examples, any examples of that is kind of sexism. What about your daily life? And
yeah, so there was another incident. I'm sure every woman has loads of incidents they can talk about. But there was another incident that happened when I was in my local shop and I was just getting bits for dinner or whatever. And I walked to the tail with the smallest line and it happened that there was a man in front of me and he was buying alcohol. And that was grand. The man turned around to me and said, oh, I just forgot something. So he said, I said, that's fine. I'll just wait until you come back. He stumbled by me and he did rub off me. And at the time I was like, nah, it's a stumble, nothing to worry about. On his way back, he came back and he pinched my bum. And I was kind of in shock. I didn't know what to do. I was kind of like, do I say something? And I didn't. He went about his day. I went about mine. And I went home. And there was a person at home. And I explained the situation to them. And they said, oh, well, why did you line up behind someone that was just buying alcohol? Like, I should have to be aware of who I line up behind. And the other comment that was made was I sure that's what happened? And the third comment that was made was, why didn't you tell anyone? Why didn't you say to the person at the till that this happened? Or why didn't I alert anyone to the incident? And it was almost like I was being given out to for something that happened to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there is an argument in this jurisdiction elsewhere that a pinch on the bum is an indecent assault.
Yeah, and it is. But I feel like a lot of women, especially women maybe in their 20s, have experienced this, whether it's been in a nightclub or it's been out on the streets. And like, I can turn around to any one of my friends and ask them and they'll have a story to tell you at all. So it's just heartbreaking, really.
Yeah. No, I was looking up earlier. Went to the one issue on this is being pinched in the bum. It was an Australian case, and it was a policeman who pinched somebody at a charity event, but he was wearing the uniform, and it went all the way to the Supreme Court. But it's still. They were talking about this new phenomenon. Well, it's 5 years, 10 years, twerking and all this carry on, and changes in dancing. But you should be allowed to dance the way you want to dance. So, Lauren, is that it over with you? The good weather. Well, it's cold today, but it's due to come back. You're not going to be, I hope, put off wearing what you want.
No. Like, I mean, the way that I said it when I was explaining the story to another person was, if I was a man wearing shorts, would I get asked? If I was a man wearing GA shorts, would I get asked to change? No.
Absolutely.
And these shorts are about the same length, so I'm not going to, for the weather, I want to tan my legs. I'm not going to cover them up.
And we got, as you know, this time last year, we had a very animated debate for one day only about normal people. But we never got any calls about Paul Mescal's GAA shorts.
Yeah, which is great. It's mind-blowing, really.
And he's nominated himself. And Daisy are nominated for a BAFTA today again because of his role in those GAA shorts, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, Lauren, go about your work. Enjoy the summer. And you're right. Stand up to that type of... Behaviour.
Yeah.
Okay, look after yourself. Perfect. Lauren, thanks.
Thanks,
Lauren. Joe at rt.ie.